Beer. I don't know if you know Jeff Beer. Following his footsteps.
So just quickly to review the problem we left off with. We left with one problem and then a series of problems. The one problem is about Truma, which is that that a Kohen could feed his Kinyonim Truma, namely an Eved, his Eved Kanani, and because it says Kohen Kinyan Nefesh Kinyan Kaspa. So an Eved Kanani is Gufo Kanoi, so he could feed his Eved Kanani Truma. And also the woman, his wife, Shahre Kinyono, because she is his Kinyan Kaspa, so it includes his wife also. So he says that sounds difficult because it doesn't mean you actually own your wife. It's just a Kenyan, it's a different kind of a Kenyan. It's Kenyan Shalissar. So then how do you just conclude that it's going to be the same halacha vis-a-vis Truma? And you see, for instance, in Eved Ivri, you don't say that. Now, presumably you have a Kenyan in Eved Ivri. How are you going to be Kona in Eved Ivri? You make a Kenyan. So yet you don't say that he's Kenyan Kaspo. So you don't just say whenever you have Kenyan Kaspo. So you would have thought the difference between Kenyan Eved Kanani and Eved Ivri is that one of them he actually owns and the other one he doesn't actually own. But if that were the case, then a woman should be like the Eved Ivri, not like the Eved Kanani, but it's not true. The woman is like the Eved Kanani. So the question is why? Just to elaborate here is that I think what Daniel and Gary are saying both together is good, that it means that a woman... I think Gary's saying started off, Ish Zar is Asar. An Ish Zar can't have Chumah. So an Eved Ivri is just a Zar. He's just a regular guy. He's just a regular Jew who has some sort of an agreement, like a working agreement. Okay, it's a job, so to speak. But he's still a czar, though. He's a toad, he's working for you, but he's a czar. But an Eved Kanani, you have a Kenyan in him. So it means he has like an identity as the Eved Shel Kohen. Eved Shel Kohen. And I'd say the woman also has an identity of an Eishes Esh, of an Eishes Kohen. The point, the difference is that there's a chalos in the isha, in the gavra of the Eved Kanani and of the isha of being an Eishes Kohen or an Eved Kohen. But in an Eved Ivri, it's not a chalos in the guy. See, there's no halachic. Like, see, an Eved Ivri, Eved Kanani has a status, a certain chalos in the gavra. He has a mitchai and mitzvahs like Noshim. Like, an Eved Ivri is like a regular Jew. It's an agreement. It's a monetary agreement. But there's no chalos shame in the gavra. But by an Isha, you see there is. She has a Chal Hashem Eishes Esh, and Eishes Esh Kohen. That's her identity. So once she's identified with the Kohen, once she has a status as being, like, under the Kohen, although it's just because of the framework of Ishas, but still that is her Hashem. She has a Chal Hashem Eishes Esh, or Eishes Kohen. So then she's relevant enough to the Kohen to be to get the Chumah. Okay? I mean, you go further. I'm sure if you're in the Sugi, you get a little better why that goes by that. But so Daniel's mentioned the problem is Behema, because he puts Behema also under Kenyan Kaspa. And Behema, it's hard to say Behema is a Chal Hashem of Behema's Kohen. I mean, a Behema is just a monetary acquisition. There's no Chal Hashem of the Behema, you know. An Eved, you could say it's an Eved Shell. You know, it's a Chal Hashem. But a Behema is a Behema. And you have a monetary Kenyan on it, but it's not a Chal Hashem in the thing. So it seems you have to have something more, a little more universal. That would include all these things, including Mahama. Seem you have to go further. But it's good. I mean, I have to look into it more, but it could be that's because Mahama is property by its definition. Mahama doesn't have like a chal shame of a gavra b'fnatzmo or something. Mahama is property, so it's property of the kohen. So that's it. It's identity. It doesn't have a chal shame. It's a chal shame. It's property. It's nechasim. So it's a nechsei kohen. So therefore, nechsei kohen or ocha b'truma. So it's intrinsically under a Kohen. But when you have a person who's a czar, a regular person, who's every person is his own guy. So now in order to take a person and render him Shel Kohen, so now you need a Kenyan, you have to give a Chal Hashem in the Gavra as being the Eved Shel Kohen, or the Eishes Esh Shel Kohen, Eishes Kohen. It's because you have to override the identity of being like a czar, an independent individual, which is removed from Kachuma. But a behema is property of so and so, and if that so and so is a Kohen, then that comes under his rights. Yeah. Tzorchin. I mean, we don't know anything. This is like kind of off the cuff. We don't know anything really about the whole sugya of Truma and the Isser of Truma to Azar. And I mean, I think it's good. I think it's good. It's decent. But I just feel like certain. I think it's hard to go far here because we don't, so we're speculating in the sugya, we're not in. But in passing, I think it's enough to resolve the problem. You know, it came up as a question. As we're saying, it's not a kinyan, but you see it as these thinking, you know. I'm saying, does that mean she is a chal Hashem, Eish HaSesh? You know, so I think it's good what we've been saying, you know. But to get into the further, you know, which is, I think it's important to be able to go that far because it seems to pose a problem, so you have to answer the problem, you know. But to really understand the sugya, presumably it's on sugya. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so back to Mektachapa. Okay? Nisuin. So Nisuin, oh, it's Paragyot, right? Paragyot and Ishos. And the big question is, what's the deal with Nisuin? What is Nisuin? What is Chapa? Right? What's the process? It's a three-step process, it would seem. Process of bring her into your house. Miyached. With her, the Afrishanala, which is vague what that means. And, but, oh, and that, this Yichud is called Kinesu Chopa, it's called Nesuin, okay, two names. And, but, if you don't do this process, but you just have Bia with her, then that also works. Okay, somehow that also works. So the question is, that's the question, how does that, what's this twofold thing? And what's this idea of chuppah? What are these names? And then he says afterwards, oh yeah, by the way, after you do this, then you could have bia with her, which is, of course, I mean, that's the whole purpose of the nesuah, it would seem. And then she's called the nesuah, but she has to be roi for bia, right? Which is funny. The Ram brings in afterwards, and the next halacha, that she has to be roi for bia, it seems that's part of the thing, that's yichud. And he says, but if you have yichud with her anyways, which presumably sounds like isser, then lo gamra nesuah. It's not complete, but it's still something. So the question is, what's this whole deal? What's the process of Nisuin and of Chopa? Right, and also, what's the Isser, right? There's an Isser. It's also to have Bia with your Arasasa Beis Chamav, right? You're not allowed to Bia with her when she's still in her father's house. So what's that's the Rabbanim? What's that Isser? So maybe let's just get started here. And there's a lot of points. But to me, it sounds... what's striking to me... I mean, I was thinking thoughts, like you guys were sort of thinking, like around that area. But what was striking to me is, what's chuppah? I mean, the term chuppah is funny. Right? I mean, I don't know, it's just a funny term, chuppah, covering. I mean, well, why is it called that? I mean, a name sometimes is telling about a thing, you know? So what is chuppah? Why is it called chuppah? What's the deal with chuppah? It's funny. Right? I mean, everything else kind of, you could kind of have ideas about, or... just like for instance, Gary, in your idea, like, what is chuppah going to do with it, you know? Right? Like yichud, you think of yichud as like royal bia, the haskalas bia, things like that, you know. But I mean, what's chuppah? Why is it calling it? And that's the name. I mean, that's what we call it, you know. So if it's a canopy, you kind of understand the chuppah. Like in our idea, it's called chuppah. But you'd almost think like chuppah is a word borrowed from the shita, so well, that it's a canopy. But the Ram wouldn't use the word chuppah. But it's not true. The Ram used the word chuppah. So, but what does chuppah have anything to do with it? So you say you bring it to your house, and your house has a roof, and she's covered. But okay. You know, it's funny. It's like an accidental thing. So you could just say, look, what's in a name? It's called that, whatever, but it's hard. It's hard to swallow that, right? So I'm thinking like this, is that there is a striking halacha. What's there's a mitzvah asay in Ishus, right? There's a mitzvah asay. Or actually, it's a mitzvah los asay. Shalom yimna sheksos ve'ona. Okay? That you're not allowed to deprive a woman when you marry her of what the Torah calls a mishpat habanos. Okay? A mishpat habanos is that every benos Yisrael who gets married is entitled to share ksos in ona. It's the mishpat of banos. So it's mishpat that when you marry a woman, you provide her with her shelter and her food and her bia. Okay, and that's part of Ishus. Part of the institution of Ishus in the Torah is this Mishpat Habanos. So what's the Mishpat Habanos? What's the Mishpat anyways? Why is that Mishpat? Mishpat is like justice, I guess? Right? So Mishpat. What's the Mishpat Habanos? It's almost as if, it's funny, because it's almost as if the Torah is referring to it as a Mishpat Habanos. Like, isn't the Mishpat Habanos because the Torah is telling you to do it? You know, like, it sounds as if, like, there's this pre-existing Mishpat Habanos which exists, and the Torah is telling you that's a mitzvah, not to deprive her of that Mishpat Habanos, you know what I mean? Like, the Mishpat, it's like, Mishpat has a connotation that this thing really exists. The Torah may be giving it a form or whatever, but there's like a mishpat. Shfut is like it, right? Mishpat is like if the Torah didn't say it, it would already be, because it's a mishpat. You know, there's a certain, that's the connotation of mishpat, right? It's not just a law the Torah is creating, but there's a mishpat here. It's like an underlying reality of a justice here, of a mishpat abanos that you do sharing for us. So what's that mishpat? I'm thinking this because I'm thinking somehow chuppah relates to this. You cover her, take care of her. You know that. So that's what I'm thinking. But what before we get into that, that's, you know, that's what I think of when I think of it. I thought of chuppah, that's what I came to. But you know, before we go there, I'm going to say, what is this mishpat abanos? You know. So Johnny's saying good. It sounds like it means that in a marriage, you're taking a wife, and you're basically bringing her into your house and making her designated for you to be able to have sex with her whenever you want. Right? And that's true. But it's not just that. But there's a mishpat abanos that if you want to, it's like a trade-off. If it's like there's a deal here. You want to take her as a wife, and you want her to be designated for you, you have to take care of her. Because that's what she's getting out of the thing. You're getting a wife. But she, a woman, is looking for... She's looking for protection. Like, a man is looking for her to have a sexual needs and to have a wife, you know, whatever wife gives a man. But the woman's looking for a certain type of a security to be taken care of. A woman wants to be taken care of. That's what a woman needs. And she was taken care of by her father previously, I guess in terms of her needs, not sexually, but in terms of her father, physically, her needs are taken care of. And a woman is needs, that's her need. So the mishpat is that when you take her in and you're using her as your wife, that it's a trade-off. There's a deal here. And that ishus can't just be you have a sexual relationship. You know, she's a sexual commitment. She's there for as a sexual object. But ishus is a two-way street. And there's a mishpat in ishus, that there's a trade-off going on here. And that's part of the kedusha of ishus. That's part of the kedusha of ishus. Kedusha of ishus is, and that's why you can't deprive her of it, because that's the kedusha of ishus is that insofar as you're taking a woman, it's not just a sexual thing, but you're recognizing the idea of a mishpat and the rights of the needs of another person, of the woman. That's what gives that's one thing which gives the ishus itself a kedusha. So if you say that is ishus, so okay, good. So John is saying good. So yichud. So chuppah. So that what action initiates ishus? See, back in the day for Ben Noach, what initiated ishus? You bring it to your house and you have beer with her, right? Bring it to your house and you have beer with her. That's what the instinctual idea. She's in your home and you have beer with her. But that would not be. That's not chuppah. That's not kedusha. Mekadesh still the chuppah of the kiddushin. It means that that which initiates the ishus is an action which is demonstrative of the nature of the kedusha of ishus, and that is that the chuppah. Chuppah is you bring her into your house under your covering. We'll get to yichud in a second, but you bring her under your cover into your house, take her into your home. Okay, that's a symbolic act, so it speaks. Symbolic means it's an expression that she's now under your protection. And that's the term chuppah, protection, covering. You know, so it means that the action of bringing her into your house is setting up the relationship where I will take care of her. I will take care of her. Okay, and that's the expression of the kedusha aspect. That is the side of the ishus which reflects kedusha. And that action is set up to initiate the ishus. Then bringing her under my protection. So that's why I bring her into my house. Now what about, so why am I, what's yichud? What is yichud? And you have to shan alam. So you, what about also it says yichud zeh hu anikra chuppah? According to, right, and as yichud, if you say the yichud is like, somehow reflecting the bia, the yichud shouldn't be nikra chuppah, the chuppah should be on the bring her into your house, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But what's the other option? Yeah, I'm thinking like kind of what Ariel said. What Ariel's getting at is that, see, what's the option? Is you can bring her into your house, like have a party and have 10 people in your house and her also. Like that doesn't reflect the idea of chuppah. The idea of chuppah is that you bring her into your house in an exclusive manner. I mean, you're miyuchad, and that's what you were saying. Viyafrishanala, whereas you're setting her aside to you. Whereas it's not a yichud of just like the Maisa Yichud per se, but the Yichud is an expression that you are setting her aside for take care of her needs. I mean, that's the nature of the yichud. The yichud is all, it's in her, in your house. She's miyuchad with you in your house. You know, there's an aloneness in your house. It means you're focused on taking care of her needs. You know, I mean, there's no one else around. You are designating yourself towards her needs and her, and that's what it's not a yichud of bia. It's a chiddush. Maybe we can come back on it, but at least at this point, I'll say it's not a yichud of bia. It's a yichud, and you could even argue how long would the yichud have to be for? It wouldn't matter. See, if it's a yichud of bia, then you could argue it has to be for the amount of time that it takes to have bia. I mean, but if you say that it's this yichud, that it's you're designating her, in other words, you're bringing her into your house in an exclusive manner and setting her aside as someone who you're going to take care of. So then, what's the matter? How long? The point is, it's just qualifying the nature of you bringing her into your home. So what does that do? How long the shiur takes to have bia? Doesn't do it, according to that. You know, according to that idea. And that's why he would mention Roy Lubia at this point. I mean, I have to say why he does mention Roy Lubia later, because it does, as an afterthought, there is a requirement that it has to be Roy Lubia, she has to be Roy Lubia. That is, which it explained, but it sounds like an afterthought, so not a part of the during thought. The during thought is just Yichud is a Lubia. So it means you're just, it's the nature, that's what Yichud, it's one thing. That's what, it's not a three-step thing. It's Yichud Zeh, when you're going to be Chuppah, because it's a yichud, it's bringing her into your house, b'derach yichud, so to speak. You're miyachir, and that's what yichudim of yafrishan alav. It's explaining what's the nature of this process, that you're setting her aside to you, you're going to take care of her, she's yours, you have to have your responsibility here. So that's the nature of the process, and that's the kedusha. That's how you initiate your marriage. You don't just go in the sexual aspect of the thing, but you express this side of it. And of course, there are two sides. So when you do this side, there's the male, it brings on the other side. But the action which we express is this aspect of it. That's the kedusha. So the way in which we initiate the thing is by expressing the aspect of the marriage which reflects the kedusha of the marriage. Well, yeah. So it could be that saying is well. Yeah, it could be that the having bia with her beforehand, what you want to do is you want to show that the nature of your bia with her is in this context. That's the raisa, that is the nature of ishus. Ishus is where you have bia with her and you take care of her. So now, apparently, in the Torah, there's no issur to have bia with her beforehand, just on a temporary basis, and eventually you have to get married, but there's no issur bia. But the thing is that bia is like a bia of taiva. It's just a bia of an instinctual, which doesn't have the component of the kedusha of the taking care of her. So that's when the Rabbanan, they answer that. As they said, just to have the bia with one side of it, where she's muted, she's oros to you, but now you're just having the instinctual bia, but it doesn't have the component of the chuppah, so that they answer. And they said, they answer, asr lovo aleha, ad shiyavi yosef feisa. That's when, until you first set up, make an expression of the ishos of the chuppah, then you could have the bia. Then you could have the bia. And that's what he says. And after you do that, and that's what it could be, that's what I'm saying. Once you do this, now you're allowed to sleep with her whenever you want. See, if chuppah were the initiation of bia, then of course you could sleep with her whenever you want. That's already part of the thing. That is what it is. That is what chuppah is. But if chuppah is setting up the chuppah, the protection aspect of marriage, so then he's saying, but after you do that, now you can sleep with her whenever you want. That memela brings on the other side of the entire ishos. That happens with it. But he hasn't, in Aleph, he wasn't mentioning bia at all. It had nothing to do with bia yet. In other words, you have to first, you can't have bia until you do this thing. And this sets up. And once you do that, that makes her ke'ishta l'chol davar, and you can have bia with her, and now all the halachas of ishos are set into play. So let's leave off the question. Let's review what questions we have left. So we have to explain the end of halacha aleph, this thing of what's this other option. Then we have in halacha beis, let's deal with this hushte ruya labi'ila. She has to be roy for bia, but if she's a nida, then it doesn't work. It doesn't completely work. Lo gamru hanisilin. Right, so what's the deal? And why is it in lo gamru? What does that mean? And we showed it's really lo gamru because if you made the berachas chasanim at that process, you don't make them again. So it's really somehow like a partial nisuin, right? Somehow a partial nisuin. And also that question about is it asr? Well, that I think we answered asr Because the Isser of Yichud is only a, if you learn this way, is the Isser of Yichud is to have a, is a shir, is a, just a stump to walk in a room for a second with a woman is in Yichud. Not the Isser of Yichud, it has to be a shir. Shir is man of Roy Labia. But according to this way of learning, the Yichud of Chuppah doesn't have a shir. So it could be, really could be miachid with her for a minute, let's say. There's no amount of time, so it could be you could do it in a way which is mutter. So it's mutter, it's not because, you know, it's not really the bila, so, you know, you could say that. You know, it could be you could learn that way, you know. So, but then what's the deal with the Gamru Nisuin? So essentially two things. What's the end of Halacha Aleph, and then what's this deal, what's the status, what's this requirement of Rabbi Labila? How does that come in?